Time to pay the bills, and here goes another sponsor. I love a great beverage, and Any Day Rosé knows you do too. Their rosé cider is a masterfully blended recipe of West Coast apples, rosé wine, Cascade, and Citra hops. Any Day Rosé is crafted in the heart of the Central Coast wine region in Paso Robles, California. Any Day is 85% crisp cider and 15% rosé wine with hops, creating the perfect blend of cider and rosé. Another good part that many people are going to like about it is only 6.9% alcohol. It's 120 calories and has 1 gram of sugar, so it's going to keep you in that health range if you're eating, drinking like I am with a salad. This is a real rosé cider. Most of these other big box brands claiming to be a rosé cider don't even have real rosé wine in them. Don't ever be fooled again. Visit anydayrosé.com/anchor and use my promo code ANCHOR, ANCHOR, to get 15% off your order and free shipping. That's again anydayrosé.com/anchor with my promo code ANCHOR. And I shouldn't have to tell you guys, drink, don't forget to drink responsibly. Take care.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Jay Carter, and I was busy. This is episode 8 of Wine, Women, and Cigars. Mostly wine, of course. It's my lifeblood. Tonight I was actually talking with one of my restaurant consultants, and is going to help me with, besides the wine cellar, which is what I always tend to, but we're going to start having a different approach. And besides the retail sales in our cellar, we're going to have a wine tasting area that we're going to use besides the restaurant, but right next door. Anyways, I'm going to have Jay on, and I just figured I'd give a quick heads up and see if I could get him on and talk about why I chose him. He's not just I've had a couple distributors come in when it came to wine or when it came to food, and of course they're always yes men, yes, 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 you know, whatever you want, always trying to get that sale in. And what I liked about his approach was he's always giving me free advice on stuff. And what I mean by that is he's like, don't really buy that one. You know, we have some other stuff, that a better product, about the same price. Sometimes it was cheaper, sometimes more expensive. But he'll tell me, you know, not for you, Jay. Don't get this. And so he's the other Jay. We call him Late Night. So I'm going to put him on, and I'm going to give him a quick call and put him on the air. So stand by for that.
Are you on there, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so who we have online is Jay Holman, and he's going to introduce himself and tell you a little bit about himself as my restaurant consultant. So go ahead, Jay.
We're there. Hey, Jay, good evening. How are you?
Hey, other Jay. So what I was telling all the listeners on my podcast was what I always like about you is if I'm trying to buy a product, some of the distributors I've had in the past just give me the yes man service and just try to sell me on whatever, and it's always trying to get me on a deal and trying to screw me over. And you're more the type of, like, even tonight about my cheese plates, and you're suggesting different kinds of cheeses and different kinds of fruits and nuts to have on there. And so it's one of the things I think that I like about you. And what's your secret to your success and your clients, with your clients?
Well, Jay, there's, first of all, I've been in the industry 20 years, and there's been a lot of change in the restaurant business or the restaurant industry. Uh-huh. And I believe customers are, or clients, restaurant clients, not just operators, are looking for healthier farm to table options. Uh-huh. And looking to create a great customer experience in the marketplace. Right. My success has been, with everything that's going on, is not to just sell food. Mm-hmm. It's to sell a customer experience. And at US Foods, we have many different products to do that, from menu design to creating web pages for their customers, social media aspects, food costing programs. There's many, many tools to help restaurant operators succeed nowadays.
Okay, so that all sounded really good and very articulate. But what's the no bullshit approach to it? In other words, what I mean by that is, like, even tonight you were like, Well, you know, you're going to have some hard cheeses. You want a stinky cheese. I think, we were talking about blue cheese, and I wanted Stilton, and I was telling you this new concept I have. And you're like, okay, that sounds interesting, but you're telling me how people like ease of access and stuff like that. So I have to weigh that and say, okay, do I want to try something new, or should I go with what everybody else is doing? But I like that you give me these, telling me it might not be a good idea what I'm suggesting. So that's all.
Well, I think there's a lot of cheeses that pair well with wines. I'm not a wine connoisseur or know the wines or the wine industry as well as you. Mm-hmm. I just know that there are certain cheeses that pair well with wines, certain fruits, certain things that people are looking for out there when they are enjoying a nice cheese plate, along
right.
with their beautiful glass
yeah.
of, Merlot or Pinot or,
sure.
But you're the wine guy.
Right. But what I like, though, is what I'm trying to suggest is where I'm trying to get out of you to tell everyone is, yes, there's a million different cheeses and we all have different, likes and dislikes when it comes to the meats and the charcuterie board and the cheese. But I like that you're not trying to sell me on a cheap product and you're not, and that's the part that I'm trying to get out of you to tell everyone is you're not just saying, buy this, it's cheap, and they won't know the difference. I was telling you about recently, I'll just explain to everyone. On our restaurant side of things, there is another food distributor, and he was saying, oh, we can't get the blue crab. Go with the red crab. It's cheaper. No one's going to know the difference. And you were like, no, it's bullshit. It is available. It's around. We can get it. And so I like that, and it wasn't going to cost us any extra, some crazy amounts. In fact, I have to, off the air, I'm going to get your cost so I can see where we're going to, if I can get that for you. As well as for ourselves, I feel like that guy is just giving us a snow job and he's just bullshitting. And I'm just looking at the guy thinking, how in the world is there no more blue crab? We'd be hearing about it on the news, the stock market would be changing, and this asshole saying, we can't get this right now, but what we can do is we can give you this other lower level one. And my partners are just eating it up and trusting him. And I think he's lacking a. I don't know what the word would be. Not honor.
Integrity?
Integrity, yeah. It's just like, hey, this is what we have, but this is on sale. And give us the option at least to say, well, it's, I think if I know the way you are, you would bring us both products and say, taste this one and taste this one. And whichever one you like better, whatever one feels better, buy that one. And this guy is more of the, just talking price point and... it just seems like a little bit of a snake. So I was wondering how do I express to people how if their restaurant or their wine bars are out here that are, probably that's what I mostly get that listen to this is other wine bars from wherever else. I get some listeners in France and England right now. And so it's how do they hook up with a decent guy like yourself who have some ethics, yes, you have to make a sale. Yes. We have to purchase, but finding someone that's going to give us good quality. How can we tell the difference between the quality guy who's still selling us a product, but not just bullshitting us?
Well, I think the consumer is so much smarter nowadays, knowing what they like, what they don't like, food trends, knowing what's out there.
Yeah.
All these restaurant shows, the consumer is very, very savvy. So
yeah,
just doing a
sell
job or a snow job or just giving somebody what we think we have or
yeah.
a lower price point, quality drives customer experience.
I agree with you. So how do you get your clients to actually listen to you and saying, look, I know you can get this for $2.99, but if you just bump this up to $3.50, your clients are going to be much happier. Your customers will be much happier. How do you let us restaurateurs know or wine bars know when we're doing something wrong? Do they actually listen to you most of the time or just kind of blow you off and do whatever they want?
Well, there are those times that customers do blow me off and I try to bring them a sample or a product that they haven't seen before. The guy's not using down the street to create that point of differentiation that the operators, and not only the operators are looking for, because they're looking for creating a customer experience once again for their customers to keep them coming back to their wine bar and having a quality experience.
Huh. So how do you think we could create that in Torrance, that quality experience? What do you think I should do? What do you think I should be putting out there? Before you say good quality shit.
I think you should. Yeah, I think good quality shit.
I cuss on this show.
Always, good quality shit is always important.
Yes.
I believe
good quality
if you bring
shit,
the quality,
exactly.
Good quality shit.
Uh huh.
And create a fair price point.
Uh huh.
And give the customers something they haven't seen before. Maybe not a
right.
dried salami, but a nice prosciutto. Maybe not a Gouda, but a different kind of manchego or
manchego.
I'm not even sure I pronounce that. Yes,
manchego.
Sure I pronounce that correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but create have the classics, a sharp cheddar that has the tang in the back of your mouth. Some fresh French bread to go with that, sliced nicely on the side of the plate.
Sure.
And some olives or something that's a little more wow factor that they haven't seen. The customer hasn't tried.
Sure. Now, see,
to create a new experience.
Now, since you have more experience than I do when it comes to seeing so many different places, I'm more of the line because of my wine background, I guess. I prefer the water cracker or just crackers for a couple reasons. Crackers are a little more neutral. You can try them with different cheeses and or meats. And they don't go bad like the bread. The bread, if I have to keep it constantly fresh, having to buy new bread, and I end up with a shit ton of bread and some of it goes bad. Some of it's not, or I don't have enough. So I kind of like the water crackers because that's what I was trained on. But it's for a couple reasons. For freshness or, I don't want any moldy crap, which we're going to go through a lot of them anyway, but it just seems a lot more neutral. Do you have a preference between the bread and or the cracker or?
Well, I think if you cut them into coins and
uh-huh.
toast them off, you can create a more artisan flair for your cheese.
I'm a sommelier, dude. I don't got time to sit there and bullshit around with a bunch of. That's my point. Is you got to remember, I gotta do this. I'm a one man operation, so I don't know if I could toast that bread and get it properly. I'm not a chef, I'm. So you think that doing the water crackers is not a good idea?
No, the water crackers will work, and it will give the variety the customer is looking for, and there's many different
uh-huh.
ones. There's Carr's crackers.
Right.
There's, a nice wheat cracker as well, and create the variety for the customer on the plate.
What's that other thing that people are looking for? The something, the gluten free? Do they make gluten free crackers? Or are they already gluten free?
There are crackers out there that are made with rice that you can create that as well.
Okay, and I got one more question.
Something you could do is you could also toast off. I know that
I'm not gonna toast nothing.
At your location, they have pizzas, so you could actually cut those down.
Yeah, so
and
for
use
people
product
listening,
you're already using.
Right, so people that are listening, we are a restaurant right now, a restoration restaurant. We're also opening the Torrance Wine Cellar next door. So what he's talking about is having the chefs from the next door location, which is my partners, and doing this stuff. But, they're a little busy with, they're making fresh food. They're doing that whole, like you said, farm to table. We're listening to you on that perspective of we make everything fresh there. We even make our own pasta now. We don't buy any from the store and all that kind of stuff. Our soups are made fresh. We're not using like old minced meat shit from the day before. They're just like specifically buying tomatoes to make a tomato basil and all that kind of good stuff. But I'm not here to sell that. My point is, like even the gluten, is there gluten in cheese, by the way? Do you know?
I don't believe so.
I'm not even sure because I don't know what the F gluten is. So I'm not sure, but for me personally, I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to serve maybe some wheat crackers, maybe some, Carr's regular water crackers, a couple different crackers. But I'm thinking, I'm pushing, I'm a wine retail location. We're selling wine for people to come, pick up. We're going to have our memberships, of course, and people can come pick up bottles. They can taste the wine before they buy it. that type of stuff. So do I really want to go all out and try to sit there and toast bread in the back?
Probably not.
Or do you think I'm...
Probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, okay. All right. And we can still give them a decent experience. But what I do want to have is we do want to have some good cheeses that aren't not just basic craft by the block at Ralph's kind of crap. That's the one thing I'm totally against. And I want to have some big, you know, get some real cheeses in and some, you know, you guys can provide stuff like that, I think.
Absolutely, right? Jay. In fact, yeah. We actually even have an assortment block that we could sample you out on. We're to have
cool.
A sharp, a fontina, yeah. And a few other cheese wedges, so it's ready to go.
Yeah, but okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm off air over a cigar. And the one good idea you gave me, and I completely forgot about because I hate goat cheese, is I love the idea of using the goat cheese and drizzling the honey all over it. And I was like, man, that's a great idea. So that one I am totally going to use. I'm going to steal it. But again, that's what I do like about you is they're not just selling me on a product. You're giving me different ideas that we're going to use, and you're giving to me for free. So I didn't have to sign up. So people listening, I didn't have to sign up to his membership program for him to give me just like free advice on what he's seen and his experience over the last million years of doing this stuff. So is there any trends you think I should jump onto when it comes to this kind of stuff that I'm missing out on?
I think we should keep it basic. Uh-huh. You know, the assortment pack that I was talking about has a very nice hard Van Gogh.
Here we go with the salesman. Here comes the salesman.
There's also a Grand Cru,
uh-huh.
A Buttermilk
Grand.
Blue,
uh-huh.
A Fontina.
Yeah, you mentioned Fontina.
Yeah, there's one other cheese in the assortment. So this allows you the variety in one package to have, you know, five different cheeses right out of the gate.
Yeah, but can I just get the big blocks of stuff?
Of course
I'll cut
you
it down. Okay, well, Jesus Christ. See, now you're selling me like you were just selling everyone. Here we have this prepackaged thing ready to go. That's like going to Costco. That's what I'm totally against. I love Costco for my house. I just don't have this prepackaged crap. I'd like to have like big things of cheese.
Well, these are blocks, Jay. These aren't. This
oh,
isn't
okay.
Prepackaged.
Oh, nice.
Well, depending on how you look at it, it could be considered prepackaged crap, but I don't believe so.
Okay. Sounds good. And by the way, before I forget, because I've been drinking my vodka martini here, which is why it took me a while to get a call you back because I was. My third vodka, my little martini here. I'm on a martini kick this evening because tomorrow I'm going to be knee-deep in wine. So what is your phone number that people can contact you at?
They can reach me at 310-890-7429.
All right, one more time.
310-890-7429.
Okay, and do you have an email address?
Yes, I do, Jay. It's j.holman, that's jay.holman, that's H-O-L-M-A-N, at usfoods.com.
Okay. You know, I love the way you talk on the radio because you're like, yes, I do, Jay. It's, and I'm like, okay, I need the natural Jay to come out.
Okay.
It's just two dudes talking. Just wait till we talk about a piece of ass. I'm going to have Jay back on, and he's going to tell you about the dating program I have him on. Before, the guy couldn't get laid to save his life, and now the guy gets more ass on the toilet seat. It's crazy.
Well, Jay, it's because I'm just kidding.
No, and he's a good guy.
Have fun
he's a funny
with
guy.
This. You got,
yeah.
You got to have fun with this. It's just the same thing when you're having your wine tastings. It's all about creating the customer experience of just sitting down with you and having a glass of wine or glasses of wine.
Yeah, I like that. Glasses of wine. I have a wine glass or three. And so what do you think? Here's my last one. I'll bug you on. So I'm thinking about I'm going to keep my place really basic. Now, my partners are not very happy with what I'm talking about because I'm going straight, no bullshit, couple tables. You know, we'll have a counter. They'll be decent. I'm not using marble. I'm not using granite. I don't know what the F I'm going to use, whatever's at Home Depot or Lowe's. I'm not quite sure where we're going with this, but I do not want to spend our effing money in looks. as you know, the restaurant side is nice. It's very nice. But I want to spend my money on the wine. I want to have good bottles of wine, and I want to have good things of food. I don't want to quite be industrial like Costco, but pretty damn close, where you have clean glasses, you have good stuff. You know, but we're not going to do no crystal glass and horse shit. I think that's where my partners fucked up with their place, and they wasted so much money trying to make it look so nice, and then they're in the hole for so long. And I'm sitting here going, just have good quality stuff. Have a, you know, obviously a nice sign outside. We, you know, going to do our Yelp thing and all that, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, just cut through the horse shit and just have good quality products. Is that incorrect, or you think it has to be a facade and you have to bullshit your way through the whole thing?
I think your wine will carry you, Jay. I believe non-pretentious is the way to go. Comfortable and classy.
Yes. So speaking of pretentious, what was I wearing today?
Your standard Jay wear. Camouflage shorts, tank top.
Actually, I had a V-neck T-shirt on, but okay.
Well, thanks. I'm not checking you out, but your standard go-to is tank top, flip-flops, shorts.
And shorts. Exactly. Bingo. So I'm all about the non-pretentiousness. If I'm not working, that's what I'm wearing. You'll see me in shorts, tank top, or T-shirt, and flip-flops. I love spending my money on the wine. I love spending my money on good food. And as you know, good cigars, good scotch, that's where I put my money. I don't agree with pretentiousness at all. I think it's the stupidest thing ever. And that's why I wanted to have a good guy like you distribute, you know, a good guy who can bring in some, you know, some quality stuff without, and people know we're obviously going to make a profit. We're a business. If, you know, I'm not, they're out of their effing mind if they think I'm just going to come in here and, oh, it's going to be $19.99 because, you know, I can't remember the name of the wine place right now. BevMo sells it for $20. We're not going to do that. We're going to be a little bit more expensive, but it's going to be a wine bar with good music and people to sit there and interact with. And I think if you provide good wines and good food that they don't mind paying the extra $5. And we do have to make a profit. And I'm not going to bullshit people though on that and just, but they're not going to get screwed. And I hate seeing people get screwed. I hate being screwed when I go to a restaurant and I order, I don't know, a hamburger, and it's like a super thin, shitty burger, and I'm paying $15. I can't stand that. Don't you?
Hello? No one likes being overcharged for an underrated burger.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe you need to step it up, make it approachable, give the quality, and the customer will come back. And I believe that's what you're looking to do with your cheese variety is give them the classics and also let them know that you have a few rare cheeses that they can enjoy as well.
Cool. Now, should we have that in addition? Or here's my – this should be an off-air question, but you think I should go with charging extra to have a couple extra rare cheeses? Or – Like I like Stilton. I like it's a nasty, stinky cheese, but it tastes really good with a Sauternes, which is a really sweet wine, and those really go well together. So should I charge extra to have those extra fancy cheeses, or just once in a while change it up a little bit and throw them in with the classics and just say, just because I want to take care of you guys?
I think once in a while is a great idea.
Okay.
You know, and you can see if they're gravitating towards that kind of experience, then you move in a couple more rare cheeses or create a premium cheese board as well. Because everybody's going to like a Swiss or a Blue or Fontina or...
You say Fontina, you know, like five times tonight, but okay.
Well, you know, I'm stuck on Fontina.
You like Fontina cheese?
I do, actually. I think it's underrated. You even go with a Cotia, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I think a nice blue cheese, a sharp cheddar, you know, a Parmesan, you know, a hard parm.
Sure,
is always,
sure.
It's always nice. And it depends on the wines you're going to be displaying as well at that time.
bit of ghost, you silly bastard, of course. But so I got one more question, another quick question for you. You're going to bring your chicks in for some of your dates? You're going to bring them in to try out some wine tasting and some cheese meat plates?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, you can save the meat
sausage
for later.
A non-pretentious place that's not going to kill me for a glass of wine. I think I can swing that.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully you'll bring one in soon. We do wine tasting Monday through Thursday already. I don't know when Jay's going to bring a chicken. Are you going to bring a chicken this week?
Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
You just said the days I'll be bringing in my ladies.
You're going to have a new one for each. So tomorrow night you're going to bring in one chicken, and then Tuesday you're going to bring in another chicken.
No, but it sounds very industrious, Jay.
Dude, that would be amazing. You'd be a star. You'd have to what's the blue pill called? The Viagra doctor, and I would love you.
And my wallet would hate you.
Yeah. Sorry, I know this was supposed to be professional, and I totally dropped it down into the gutter, but that's what I do. That's what I do, man. That's what I do. Anyway, is there anything else you want to add,
I'm going through the variety of cheeses we have, and there's a cheese here, paneer. I don't know if you've ever experienced that cheese or what that pairs well with.
I have no idea. I guess we'll have to bring it tomorrow and I can try it. Woohoo!
I mean, we could take this to many different levels. Cheese of the week with the wine that pairs well. Mm-hmm. You know, it just is endless what you can do.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I'm kind of against is the fresh bread thingy. That's the only thing, and the only reason why is logistics, is trying to keep the customer happy with fresh bread and not running out and or having it harden up or be old or something like that. That's the only reason crackers are unleavened or, they're already baked. They don't have any issues. So that's the only thing I'm kind of against. But I understand the whole toasted bread thing that people are liking. What do you think?
Well, I hear where you're coming from, because it could cause logistical issue with making sure that it's toasted off right.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to give anyone a subpar experience.
Right. I mean, I can buy a toaster oven, but I'm also afraid to burn it and I'll forget, or maybe it's on a timer and maybe the chef doesn't have time. And quite frankly, I don't know if they'll get paid from that site, so they might not even want to do it. I can't.
Well, it sounds like the crackers are a better way to go.
Yeah, I think so too. What about meats? You guys have like the big salami rolls and stuff like that, or are it all pre-sliced, pretty?
No, we have what we call whole pieces.
Okay, cool.
From no nitrate, dry cured salamis.
What's a nitrate?
Nitrates are. Traditional ways of curing meat that they found are not healthy for you. So we have all natural products and products that are dry rack roasted on lunch meats and cold cuts would be the old-fashioned word for it.
Yeah. Interesting. Which are supposed to be bad for you, right?
Correct.
So we're not going to do it that way.
No.
Okay. All right.
In fact,
yeah,
we have a whole line of natural, dry cured products that only have three ingredients: the meat block, the meat block, salt, sea salt, and water.
Nice. Well, I'm learning stuff today too. Sheesh, I'm actually learning on this little show tonight. That's cool.
I'm getting hungry.
I am too, actually. You know what I'm eating for dinner? Remember what my dinner is tonight?
Celery sticks with peanut butter, ladies and gentlemen.
Celery sticks with effing peanut butter. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. That's what I'm looking forward to in about 5 minutes here. But
now, I have a question for you, Jay. If somebody was to go with more of a spicy cheese, like a pepper jack or something that has some heat to it, what wine would pair well with a cheese of that nature?
Well, I guess you just have to bring that girl in so I could do that for you and charge you a shit ton of money. Yeah. But actually, what I would go with, to be honest, is if you're going to do a bold cheese, you've got to go with a bold drink. And if you're going to do that, it's it's going to be a little salty, so you're going to go with something slightly sweet, but you're going to go with something bold like the Cabernet Sauvignon. That's definitely, it stands up on its own already, and it still has a lot of fattiness in that type of cheese. So the fat with the will take care of the tannins. So they'll hold up to each other just fine. You could even do a Zinfandel, maybe a little bit pepperier, maybe a Syrah, but I would stick to the Cabernet Sauvignon. Absolutely. Because usually...
Syrah.
Okay, what?
Syrah.
Oh, yeah.
And what are tannins, that, Jay?
Tannins are what is the dryness in your mouth that you feel. It's almost like a... It's usually done because of the barrel that the wine is in. But when you have a highly tannic wine, it's what makes it almost like a cotton mouth. If you think of someone who smoked a little weed, it makes your mouth kind of dry. It feels like it just puckers you up. It just takes all the moisture out of your mouth away. But people sometimes like high tannin wine, which typically is the Cabernet Sauvignon. And so if you're eating a fatty steak, like, you know, mine, a ribeye, if you do a fatty, juicy steak and you do a dry wine, they play well with each other. Instead of doing a wine pairing, you're doing what's called wine bridging, and you're doing this fatty, moist product, protein, this steak, and you're doing this delicious red, little chocolatey, dark berry wine with the dryness. So they just play off of each other really well.
Interesting. Good stuff, yeah. Jay.
Well, I'm trying. That's what I do,
man. I learned a little bit tonight as well.
Boom. And here's my next one that if you would have heard my last episode, if people are drinking or eating pork, typically they say you should have a Pinot Noir or something light red. I'm saying F you. Try a Riesling, especially like a dry Riesling from Trefethen is a good one. Napa Valley, Oak Knoll District. No, I don't work for them, but I'm saying there specifically because I remember this taste in my flavor profile in my brain. You do a sweet Riesling with the pork. You have sweet, you have savory, you have salty. Plays really well with the brain. Yeah. There you go.
So what else are you thinking of introducing on your cheese plates? Is there anything else that you're looking for to bring to your customers?
Well, like I told you, I'm going to go with a lot of typical things. But in California, we typically, when people think of a cheese board, they're thinking, I call it the California cheese plate because really it's, they put meat, they put cheese, they could put a couple nuts and some jelly. We are going to do that, but I want to do the true way I learned in France, which is the charcuterie is the meat plate. So it's going to be a bunch of meats. And typically the way I was taught, and this is free advice for everyone, of course, but that's what we do here, is you have these fattier, you know, a lot of the meats, the salamis have a lot of fat in them and they're salty. So you drink that actually with white wine. So you get the sweet white wine with the saltiness of the meat. So it's white wines with meats, and that should be your primary. That's what you start with. And it, you know, the white wine also starts your palate up and stuff. And then you go red wine with the cheeses. So you got the fattiness and the saltiness again with the cheese, and you have the drier type reds that go out with the cheese. So trying to teach people to do it that way instead of just a whole shitload of stuff on one plate, you know, almonds, cocoa, you know, pieces of chocolate, berries, grapes, meat, you know, and all that stuff. That's a lot, and not just sensory overload, but you eat the wrong cheese with the wrong wine, it's going to taste like shit, or it's going to drink like shit. So trying to train people or nicely tell people, because, you know, we all think we know everything, but it's like, you know, it's like telling a sushi master, I'd rather have ketchup on my, you know, my fish, or can you fry that real quick for me? I don't eat it raw. So, you know, just trying to train people or educate people on how they can really enjoy and bridge their wine with their food. So that's what I'm all about.
Well, thank you, Jay. I think, going with the classics on the cheeses and throwing in a couple interesting cheeses that people may not have seen before or tried,
yeah,
is a good way to go.
Yeah. I wish you would talk normal, though. You sound so, like, professional today. Like, that's interesting, Jay.
I'm really tight on this call, Jay. This is my first call, so I'm sure I'll loosen up after a couple glasses of your wine.
There you go. So that's cool. I'm glad you're at least, it makes you a little nervous at first, and who knows how many people are going to listen. I have like 5 million, nah, maybe just like 5 listeners, but we'll see. I have no idea.
Get 5 million.
5 to 5 million, somewhere around there. I think it's more around pushing 5. But what was I going to tell you? And by the way, everyone, you can get this on iTunes and or the Google Play, I believe. What else am I supposed to sell? CarterWineSellers.com, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, CarterLuxuryWine.com. What else do I have to tell you? That's about it. Until I see, are you going to go to the cigar lounge tomorrow?
Probably, Jay. I'm probably going to go.
Okay, I'm probably going to see you
that
there.
That was terrible.
Other Jay. Just kidding. Yeah,
I thank you for having me on this call. And
Oh, thank you, dude.
I've learned a lot.
Well, good. Likewise.
I just have to work on my voice.
So are you ever going to have like a can I ever get – is there a sampler plate I can buy or something that I can try these exotic cheeses and blah, blah, blah? Or am I just effed and I just have to buy it?
Yeah, you're just effed. You have to buy it. Being a salesman, you need to belly up to the bar and just buy. Buy, buy, buy.
Weren't you just saying, take care of my – you're not a customer, you're a client, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, did I say that? Oh, yes.
You did.
Jay, I'd be more than happy. I'd be more than happy to give you a sample or two on what we have available.
Wonderful. So I'm – and this is actually for you and everyone else. I'm at Restoration in Old Town Torrance, California, South Bay of Los Angeles, Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Really pushing 10, but, you know, 5 to 9. So what I'm going to try to do is if you come into the restaurant, you know, you could sit down, have a glass of something, and try your cheeses there. And or I'm going to get off at 9, and I'm leaving at 9. Whether it's, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to be at the cigar lounge, I'm going to take off, and I'll go over to the cigar lounge at 9 o'clock. I'll be the late night Jay for once. Hello?
I'm still
Are
here,
you there?
Jay. I'm taking all this in.
Okay.
I didn't know if you wanted to throw out another Restoration Old Town Torrance on them.
No, I'm just saying for you, I don't know if you want to come in and let me try the cheeses at the restaurant. Or if you want me to meet you at the cigar lounge. So this is still part of the podcast, but who cares? So,
well, no, I
talking.
Think I could bring you the cheeses and you can try them on your own and see which ones will work with which wines, and we can take it from there.
Okay, Jay, but I'll ask again. Am I going to see you at the restaurant? Am I going to see you at the restaurant or at the cigar bar?
Not see me at all, but you might see me at the cigar lounge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could say both. I just didn't throw them out there yet because they didn't, you know, give me sponsorship, so F them. Just kidding. No, yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted me at the cigar lounge or come to the restaurant. That's what I'm asking.
I'll meet you at the cigar lounge.
Perfect. I'll be there after 9
tomorrow.
Well, we'll
go over the cheeses and create that customer experience.
Ew, that's amazing, sir. I won't have any wine with me there, but okay. That sounds good. I'll bring some crackers. God forbid I bring bread.
And once again, everybody can reach me at 310-890-7429.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
310-890-7429.
Or at
U.S. Foods.
Yes. Or
J. Holman at usfoods.com.
Perfect. Okay, people. I think I've done enough damage to myself and my reputation to bring him on. And that's it. And thank you very much, Jay. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm just kidding. I'll see you tomorrow and at the cigar lounge, and I'm going to smoke a nice one because I smoked that crappy one after and it was horrible. I should have just stuck to the one cigar today. Messed myself up. So,
Jay. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, dude. I'll see you later. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.